Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Now to the presidential campaign here in the U.S. The big story today is a connection between a pro-Russia political party in Ukraine and Paul Manafort, Donald Trump's campaign manager. Joining us now is NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Good afternoon, Jeremy.
And let's get to this story and have you break it down for us a little bit, because it does get complicated. This was first reported by The New York Times yesterday about Paul Manafort in Ukraine. He consulted for the former president there. We knew that. And in this case, we learned that handwritten ledgers there show millions of dollars in undisclosed cash payments designated for him. There is no proof that he received any of that money. But tell us, what should we make of this story?
Well, we know that Manafort consulted for Ukraine's ruling political party and the ousted former president Viktor Yanukovych, who was close to Vladimir Putin in Russia. There were about $12.7 million to Manafort that were earmarked between 2007 and 2012 that was unearthed by the new National Anti-Corruption Bureau in Ukraine, which is trying to figure out where some of the money went from the Yanukovych administration. And they said this was part of an off-the-book system, which included payments to election officials. Manafort now says that he never received cash payments, but you know, that money that he had taken from his time consulting for Yanukovych went to his firm. You know, Corey Lewandowski, who was the former campaign manager, actually retweeted this and then later said that he was only doing that to show how the media is really at fault here for going after Manafort. Now, there was also this $18 million deal that Manafort set up to help sell Ukrainian cable television to a partnership with a Russian oligarch who is also a Putin ally. So a lot of this certainly raises more questions about Manafort's relationship, not just with Russia, but with a lot of the work that he's done for unsavory characters throughout the world during his lobbying days, from the Philippines' Ferdinand Marcos in the 1980s to Lebanon, to the to the Philippines, to Angola during that civil war, to Kenya, then Zaire's Democratic Republic. So, you know, this is a long ongoing issue for Manafort and what it could mean for the Trump campaign. It's not clear at this point, but Trump is close to Manafort, and there's no sign that he's going to be leaving the campaign for any of this.
And it also plays in, of course, to the idea that the Trump campaign is particularly close with Russia after he had praised – Donald Trump had praised Vladimir Putin and then asked him to help find emails from the DNC. So I guess this will play out and we'll watch what happens there. But as we're talking about this, Domenico, we're not talking about Hillary Clinton and the emails. You know, what's going on there?
Yeah. And, you know, Donald Trump's delivering his big speech on ISIS today, which this story distracts from that. But on Hillary Clinton's email, certainly last week, you know, there were these emails that came out that showed that there was an aide to Hillary Clinton who was in talks with someone from the Clinton Foundation or Clinton Global Initiative to set up a meeting for a big donor for the Clinton Foundation. Now, the person who was supposed to be having this meeting with that person said that the meeting actually never took place. But it would play into normally how the Clintons are part of an old political system where rich and wealthy friends are trying to gain access and influence. And Donald Trump, just with a lot of this, overshadows any of the potential political points he could score going after Clinton for something like this.
As we are talking about all of these things, you're watching the polls come out, and it really is showing Clinton with leads in some very important places and some key swing states, as well as overall in the national picture. And we've got Donald Trump over the weekend going to Connecticut for a rally, which surprised a lot of people because they haven't voted Republican for a presidential election in Connecticut since 1988. Barack Obama won it by 18 percentage points in 2012. What do you make of where Trump is going and where Clinton is going to campaign, as here we are just, you know, less than 90 days until the election?
You know, I've had Republican sources tell me that Donald Trump actually thinks he can win Connecticut, even though Barack Obama won it by an average of 20 points in the last two elections, 18 and 2012. You know, this was an attempt by Trump to get some attention, but he really should focus elsewhere in places where he could persuade voters, because right now, poll after poll has showed him struggling against Hillary Clinton, especially in the states.
What do you think is going to be the closest state this election season? What's going to be the one that they're both going to be spending the most time in?
Well, look, Pennsylvania is a state that is really important to Donald Trump. If he doesn't win there, it's almost impossible to see a path for him. Ohio right next door, also someplace he needs to do well in. And of course, you watch Florida because it's always close.
Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead political editor. Domenico, thanks so much.
Thank you.